Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. I'm the man of the hour, Jason Bramner from Cricket NT. A man of many hats, of course, as we all know, tells us about his many remarkable accomplishments with multiple sports and meeting his Prince Charming in the UK during Invictus Games a few years ago. As he met Prince Harry and, of course, talking about how the NT side took down the Hobart Hurricanes. Jason Bramner, ladies and gentlemen, I hope I got that right. Welcome to the program, Jason. How you doing?
I'm well, Diola. Thank you for having me on the show. Good morning to yourself and good morning, sports fans.
Yeah, good morning to you too. Thank you for coming on. You're a busy man, but you find out some time to come on the show. Now, just quickly, tell us and our listeners a little bit of your background in sports and cricket, of course.
Yeah, look, my primary background is in cricket, but in saying that, I've done a heap of things across almost 20 different sports there. So, yeah, look, Darwin boy, born and bred, one of the last few babies to come out of the Marley Point Hospital.
You were now, telling me that nothing exists there anymore.
I often drive past and point out to friends and family that I was born there. Yeah. Usually the first comment is, you're born in a paddock. But there was a hospital there once upon a time and has since been moved out to Casuarina. But Darwin boy, had a love of cricket. Came through, played a heap of sports, but landed a gig with NT Cricket back in the early 2000s as assistant development officer and proceeded to do all their school visits and clinics and dabbled in some school tournaments.
Yeah.
But from there, mate, 8 years with NT Cricket, I've gone further afield and done things all around the world, primarily with the Australian Paralympic Committee and, several other sports around town from, cycling, touch football, you name it.
Jack of all trades, aren't you? Jason of all trades.
Yes, jack of all trades, master of...
all of them. Master of, so how did you get into cricket, though?
Look, I just loved cricket ever since I was a boy. We had some guys that used to live downstairs, and I think it was the emerging era of one-day cricket or pyjama cricket in the colours, as they talk about. And, look, there were a couple of guys there. Cricket fans would know a guy called Shane George, who used to pop around. Stephen Holt, who played a bit of hockey for Australia as well, he used to pop around. But the boys downstairs used to have a great time, and as a kid, I used to rock on down and, I guess get my education of cricket through the telly and some instruction through the umpires and players alike. So.
Yeah, and what's the state of cricket in the NT now?
Look, cricket's always been a growing sport in the territory. Look, I think it's up there with, other summer sports played around the place. It's, growing, I think, in the Indigenous communities as well. I was a part of Impaja Cup in the early days. We'd send four staff down, have half a dozen teams compete, and nowadays I hear they have, in excess of 40 to 50 teams participate across several divisions and engaging everyone from community players through to state Indigenous players, both men and women.
So brilliant. So there's a bit of growth in the sport there, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. And you were telling me about the Hobart Hurricanes coming into Darwin to have a bit of a 2020 match. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so recently the Hobart Hurricanes, or the whole Tasmanian cricket squad, came to Darwin to compete in the local T20 competition. So they competed in the T20 competition. I can say that I think that one of the territory teams knocked them off in the final.
Oh, wow.
Grand final.
So, amazing.
Yeah, look, and they also were invited, Northern Territory were invited to play 2 one-day games.
So we're pretty decent up here, huh?
Look, we're getting there. I think I heard don't quote me on this one, a statistic that I think we currently have the highest representation of first-class players in Australia per capita.
Wow.
So that's saying the amount of population we've produced some fairly handy cricketers, the likes of Darcy Shorts, Weatherolds, Kane Richardson, we can probably lay claim to, and there's a few other guys around the first class scene at the moment. So
yeah.
Good times.
That's brilliant, man. And what's next with Darwin Cricket up here? I mean, what's your new role with them? What's your role like with them? And what's next with them?
Look, as I said, Northern Territory were invited to play 2 one-day games against the Tasmanian squad. I was very fortunate to be invited to coach the team. So we had 2 games. We didn't have a lot of preparation. I think we had about an hour's meeting in the change room. But and we spoke to the athletes very much about belief.
Yeah.
I think one of the things up here in the Territory, skill-wise, we can match it, but it's that belief system and some of those, the mental side of the game, across all sports that that probably we need a bit more development. And I think that just comes with experience.
True. It does. And when you're not swinging or teaching to swing bats, you know, and throwing balls and all of that, you know, what do you do outside of cricket?
Oh, look, I enjoy a little bit of riding.
Yeah.
A bit of mountain biking around town. Uh-huh. Work. So I'm dedicated to my work at Total Recreation.
Oh, yeah. You guys are doing some amazing stuff over there, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So Total Recreation, it's so diverse. We work across a lot of sports. We working with the AFLNT, we recently went to the National Inclusion Carnival and we took a team down there and actually won the National Carnival.
Brilliant.
Yeah, defeating, I think, Vic Metro, who hadn't lost a game for 6 years.
Whoa.
So quite a bit of a highlight, I think, in my Total Rec career. So,
Jason, man of all trades, you know, you do some other things out of cricket. You know, you were involved with the Invictus game in 2014, and you've been involved with a bunch of that. You know, you've met Prince Harry a few times. You know, tell us about that, man. You're a celebrity yourself too, man. Come on.
No. So, yeah, look, I worked with the Paralympic Committee for about 6 years and had since left them, but was recommended to work with the inaugural Australian Invictus Games team. So we sent a heap of athletes over to London in 2014. So returned service men and women. Some had physical disabilities, others had post-traumatic stress. But the games, and using sport as a great vehicle to build confidence and get these guys back on track. But fortunate enough to go over there and coach the Australian team. So initially engaged to coach sports of seated volleyball, wheelchair basketball and wheelchair rugby. And ended up coaching the whole lot because there was no other coaches. So I did things like archery, indoor rowing, a whole raft of other games and sports. It was a fantastic experience.
Beautiful. You met Prince Harry.
Yes.
That's a cherry on the cake right there.
Very much. He's obviously a gentleman, a huge supporter of return service men and women.
Yeah.
And it's his, I think Invictus Games is his little concept, maybe. And I think it's since grown, since had another two games. So the last being, I think, in Sydney.
Oh, nice.
Quite recently. So, great concept and another opportunity for people to get involved in sports and particularly para sports. So I understand there's also a bit of a pathway now from Invictus into Paralympic, the Australian Paralympic team as well.
Very true. Thank you so much, Jason, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And before I let you go, any last words for the young ones out there, people who want to get some motivation to chase their dreams like you have?
Oh, look, definitely, it's there's so many different pathways in sport. There is definitely the athlete pathway with all the glory, but, you know, administrators, officials, supporters, there's so many ways you can get involved in sport. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you don't have to be the superstar. But for all those aspiring superstars, look, my little catch cry has always been hard work trumps talent every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you very much, Diola, for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Great words right there from Jason Bramner of Cricket NT. Be sure to get involved with the sport and support them, of course. We will be wrapping up the show in a few minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back on 104.1 Territory FM.